So nice.
It's Dorktown 194. Oh,
sorry, you gotta get that.
Dorktown.
Mike, Mike's gonna have a hard
194.
Time. 194. Oh, me. Oh, it's me. Yeah. Dorktown 194.
Welcome to Dorktown, the podcast that shot first.
All over.
Way before you shot, we shot.
194 times.
Premature podcasters.
194
times. Like ejaculation.
Yes. That was the reference. Thank you. That was producer Becky. I'm Mikey.
I am premature bells.
Were you a preemie?
No.
No, you're era after me.
I was a
whatever.
I
post
was a
me.
Late
me.
I was an untimely.
Oh, you
I was
just
born on my date.
Wow, look at you. Yep. Look
a,
at you.
Fits my personality.
Nice a lot.
Huh? I was just a big old tall SOB.
Tall and lonely. How late were you? Nobody, you know, everyone talks about premium. Nobody talks about these late knees.
Nope, I was probably about a month late. Close to a month late. I was cooked.
Yeah, you're real cooked.
I was cooked.
You're 10 months. You would not leave.
Yeah, no way.
Mama, I don't want to go. Get the hell out of there, son.
I was 2 weeks late.
Oh.
Maybe 2.5 weeks late.
The kid that Becky popped out was 2.5 weeks late.
That child.
That little baby child.
Little baby Jesus.
All right. Welcome to another
little baby Jesus.
Welcome to another Dorktown. We are here to do random crap, play a game,
that's true,
and then go home. So here we are.
That's it.
I'm glad you came to us through your iTunes, through the Dorktown Podcast.com, through magic. Through the other side, like another dimension, if you're somehow
fucking wizards,
wow.
Summoning maybe wizards. The other dimension has a iTunes
and dragons,
but we wouldn't get the reviews from there because it's another dimension and dragons. Yeah.
The unicorn.
If you're gonna have another dimension, you're gonna have dragons
and unicorns.
Like, if why bother?
Pegasus.
Yes, all those things.
And the unicorns run a newspaper. It's called the Unicorn Review. Naturally.
That's what unicorns would do in the other dimension.
Naturally.
They're big on reporting.
Yes.
Copywriters.
They are.
All that shit.
They
entrepreneurs.
They own mass media.
They're entrepreneurs. Yeah. That's why they're so popular. So yeah. Because they're so good at marketing. That's everyone true. Loves unicorns.
Yeah.
Because they fucking market.
Yeah.
And they poop rainbows.
Also that. Rainbow poops. Hashtag rainbow poops. Yep. That's your hashtag for this episode, guys.
Unicorns.
And the unicorns.
Jews of the universe. They rule the world.
All right. We're going to play a game. We're going to talk about a Van Halen show that we went to.
A Van Wait?
A Van
Heusen show?
We, on the Dorktown, the Nerdist, like, revamped their Twitter accounts or something, and they made a big announcement about it. Like, now you can find the Nerdist at the Nerdist. Now you can find Chris Hardwick at Hardwick. And blah, blah, blah. So they made a Twitter of saying that. They said, oh, yeah, because your problem was branding before. I think you guys just might make it. And then they actually replied back and just said, like, tears, I hope so. And, like, a nice, funny reply back. The Nerdist is like the biggest thing on Twitter.
Oh,
like really? One of the biggest things you could ever hope to reply to your dumb little tweet.
Really?
So you think
I don't reply to them.
You don't care.
Right.
You just
so what lurk. If I tweeted them and told them, hey, you know what? I don't care.
Yeah, you know what? I don't care. They probably would reply to that because it would concern them. So, like, I'm thinking, like, wow, the Nerdist replied to Dorktown. We, like, our name is out there now. The Nerdist has a gazillion followers. Here we go. We're going to start getting some likes. Some new people are going to start listening to the show. Nope. Not one fucking follow. Not yeah. one like of the post.
Naturally.
Not one follow.
It was the unicorns doing.
So, podcasters out there, they want to hit some big thing, Twitter thing, mm-hmm. and apparently getting somebody mega popular to reply to you doesn't do shit.
Nope. You got to suck their dick, Mike, if you want to get somewhere.
I got to suck the Chris Hardwick's dick? Hardwick?
Somebody's dick needs to be sucked.
So there's a dick that needs to be sucked, and that person's dick being sucked will motivate him to get us places.
Possibly.
Damn it.
Or he would just end up getting his dick.
It turns out that one wouldn't happen. All right. I have a modified game / new game.
Ooh.
Well, you know, For It or Again It. You love that game.
Yep.
But this is sort of like For It or Again It, but it's called Over It or Still In It.
Okay. I'm over it. Okay.
It's just, you know, an updated version of For It or Again It.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
So I'm recognizing it.
Whatever.
All right.
Whatever.
Like, okay.
Okay. Candy corn. Candy corn.
You know, I was like so over it until I saw a Food Network thing. Now I'm so back into it.
Oh.
You know, I'm over
Becky
candy corn.
Becky is into it.
I am over Becky it.
Into it.
I'm over it.
Uh-oh.
I'm into candy pumpkins. I like the pumpkin ones that are the candy corns with their pumpkins.
With their pumpkins. Not the
corns, because corns are just disgusting. They're like little street cones, and it's just disgusting.
I've got the hiccups.
Wow. Well, I am still in it. So, just so you know.
What was I supposed to say? If I was against it? were... Did I say it wrong?
You're over it.
Did I say
it? You're over it. I don't know.
Over it.
I'm over it. I am so over it.
Okay.
All right. Candy Gorn wins 2-1.
All right.
Over it or still in it? Back to the Future nostalgia.
All right.
Because, you know, Back to the Future, the future date for Back to the Future 2, we are almost there.
Over it.
So a lot of Back to the Future nostalgia has been coming back lately.
Over it.
Still into it.
Over it.
I'm still into it.
Y2K. Over it.
Into it. Were you? Did you like the Back to the Future trilogy of movies?
Over that, too.
Bells? Over it.
Over it.
Over it. Yeah, I was over it. When it came out, I was over it.
It was never really a good movie.
You're stupid.
It was really never.
That's a ridiculous statement. Back to the Future 1 is the best films of all time.
No.
Back to the Future 2 is pretty good, interesting.
No. Come
on. Then there's Back to the Future 3.
It's hip to be square.
Back to the Future 1 has Huey, damn it.
Yeah.
Huey fucking Lewis.
So does American Psycho. That's
too bad. American Psycho has Huey?
Yeah.
But this one
has reference to
Huey. Have you seen the trailers for the American Horror Story?
Hatchet.
Producer Becky?
No.
The new American Horror Story. It's
no,
about to come
I know
out.
They're about Huey to Lewis come out. Is in it? I have not seen the trailers for it.
Huey Lewis is in
no,
it.
No, I thought that's what you
fucking
said, bro.
Bludgeoned someone with his cock.
Because it's so big.
Yeah, did you know he's got a huge cack?
Is that he's one of the rumored big cacks?
Yep.
That's good for him.
He only has one leg.
Okay. All right. Are still in it.
Just hip to be square.
Craft beer. Producer Becky.
Yes. What?
Are you craft beer?
I'm so over
are you,
it.
Are that are still into it?
So over it.
So back into it. Over your Becky is over craft beer, even though you drink craft beer.
Well, I have my favorites, but I don't testing them all and smelling them and talking about
well,
it.
Well, you're just not a beer geek. I'm gonna say I'm gonna say you're still into it. Bells.
I am over it.
What?
I am over it. I'm so over it. I'm so over this whole
what's
thing.
The matter? What's
these
beards. You've got a problem with beards.
Yeah.
What's your problem with beards, bro?
I do.
I'm telling you. You have a problem with beards.
You guys should shave it off now and be.
What?
And you guys will be the first ones that cut your mullet off and be like, oh, thank God you cut your mullet off when you did. It's the tramp stamp of the future.
Damn it.
It's the tribal tattoo. It's. It's fucking, you know, you're just like, oh, great. Hey, you got barbed wire fucking ankle tattoo. That's very original.
I can leave this. I can take it or leave it anytime I want, man. My beard. Don't why you gotta say something about my Amish beard?
You're dirty.
You're dirty.
Dirty.
What kind of yeast is up in your beard right now? Okay. I'm over it, or still into it.
What about you? Excess, you over it?
I'm not over it, obviously.
You're not?
Listen to The Perfect Pour, The Perfect Pour, perfectpourpod.com for information on our craft beer podcast.
Swear to God, you don't even fucking ever promote our shit on that fucking show. Oh,
I talk about Dorktown all the time.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Every Flowing with Famous. I'm Flowing with Famous. Yeah. Now I'm Peter. Every Flowing with. When it's time to change, you got to rearrange.
You need to shift it from the right to the left. You don't want to have when you got a moose knuckle. It's a moose knuckle. You need to shift that left thing over to the right.
Becky doesn't know Brady Bunch, apparently.
You don't know Brady Bunch?
She's too young.
You know what a moose knuckle is?
No? You don't know the famous episode where Peter's voice was changing and they had this big ass fucking day where they're recording in like a mall? Yeah. One of those like mall CD makers or something?
It was badass. The studio by the bay in the mall?
Yeah. And Peter's like voice started changing and then the record producer was like, oh, fuck this. This is ridiculous. Yep. You guys, get the fuck out of here.
Pants were so tight, you had a moose knuckle.
Go back to your mid-century modern home, you pieces of shit, Brady.
Balls split right down the middle.
That's like a camel toe woman. It's called a moose knuckle.
Yep.
No, that's camel toe for a woman. It's called a camel toe.
I know I said a moose knuckle.
No, what would somebody who likes penis think of somebody's penis coming through their jeans in a shadowy fashion? Like, what would that be called, Bells? That's what she's saying. A moose knuckle.
No, I was saying, is a moose knuckle like a camel toe for a woman?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. It is
the
testicle
split apart.
Oh, that's sexy. That makes me a little horny, guys.
Just so you know, if you're around producer Becky, make sure to get your moose knuckle on.
You have to really be part of the Brady Bunch crew.
Oh. Yep. Well, now you're going to go watch Brady Bunch on
Netflix. Bottoms and Moose Knuckles.
Brady Bunch is on Netflix.
Yep. Sickos.
Going to check out Peter's package.
Yep. Sickos. He's a child.
He married a model.
And then she left him.
Yep. But he sexed her up.
Yep.
He
And he filmed it on a reality show.
Good for him.
TikTok. He didn't stop.
Okay, all right, I still end that. Excessive emoji cons.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Over it.
Bells doesn't like emoji cons.
Oh, my God.
I don't like excessive.
I don't understand people's shit.
I like them darted in here and there.
Yeah. I think ironic emoji cons are funny as hell. Like, really intended emoji cons? No. And then I don't like, if you look on Periscope, all the marketing, like, want to make money off things. People put all these emoji cons because one of the dumb shit said, you got to put emoji cons in your title, blah, 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 blah. So now all of them have like a shit ton of emoji cons in their title on Periscope. And it's just fucking ridiculous. And I hate it.
I have no idea.
And this is my only,
you just said.
I know you don't. And this is my only form to do that. So I did it. So fuck you, Periscopers, with fucking excessive emoji cons.
And that was the high horse.
There's a high horse.
Mikey's high horse.
I'm over it. I'm still into it. Taylor Swift.
Over.
Oh my God. It.
You're over it?
All of everything.
Then I'm still into it because Taylor is one of our America's Jim,
or you're just a fucking pervert.
I'm sick.
Taylor Swift isn't really hot.
Pet her ass.
You pet her ass.
About?
She really isn't.
She's just talented.
She's not very attractive.
She isn't. She's really not. But you know, she's a rock.
It takes a lot to make her look the way
she's. Yeah, exactly. She's a rock star.
Yes,
and that's cool. That makes her sexy.
She's a talented entertainer.
Yes.
Yes.
That makes it okay that she's very, very middle of the road.
But if we're at a karaoke bar and she was singing, I mean, I wouldn't stare at her or anything. I'd sit there and fucking drink my drink.
There you go, Taylor.
For fuck's sake. If you sing whatever the fuck you want, I'll be trying to hit on some chicks or whatever.
That's what level you're at, Taylor.
I bet if I was single at the time.
Right.
Of course.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Not right now.
Yes.
Not now.
Yeah. I bet I'm still into it. Zombies.
Oh, fuck over it. I was never into it. Fucking never into it ever.
Zombies. I'm still into it.
Over it.
They're not real.
Walking Dead, new season that started, is badass.
Although there is a very good zombie at the Halloween store that's $160.
$160.
That, like, groans and lights up and tries to walk. That's pretty entertaining. But other
it,
than
oh,
that,
it's animated?
No.
Like you can put it in your yard?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And it glows. There's lots of creepy things. There's two babies that are conjoined that are trying to crawl away from each other. There's a little girl that's in
that's
white.
That's the devil!
Yeah, there's a little girl that's in white with white eyes that sits there and mumbles for a minute and holds onto her doll and mumbles for a minute and mumbles and then all of a sudden shoots up out at you. Satan. There's all kinds of cool things at the Halloween party
store. Does it have a large penis, this baby?
I love the Halloween party store. Penis. And wow, do you think the penis launched it up?
I don't know. I don't know what you're saying right now.
Yeah.
See the Satan.
Oh, yeah. Listen to what you're saying.
I'm Satan.
Okay. For it or wait. For it or get it.
For it or get it or over it or for it.
Still into it. Over it or still into it. Yoga pants.
Always and forever.
Always and forever.
I wear them.
You don't wear them. You have one, like, one pair.
I have two pairs, and I wear them all the time around the house, you dumb shit. Oh, yeah. That's how much you pay attention.
I'm going to have to disagree with you
on
that.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I would know every single day, every hour you wore those.
Well, then you don't pay attention very much at all. Yeah, you don't. No, you don't.
You got. I think our opinion of what a yoga pant is may differ than.
What the fuck is your opinion of a yoga pant?
That looks. It makes it look like you don't even have.
Remember
pants
we were talking
on.
About. Remember
what
we were
talking
about.
Talking
that's
about?
Yoga pants.
Remember yoga pants are little black pants that you wear to work out in.
Yeah, but remember the moose knuckles. We
you're
were
not
talking
thinking
about?
The same yoga pants.
Remember no, that? Michael, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay.
Remember the
okay.
Moose knuckles we were talking about.
Yep. You want to imagine a guy in yoga pants? Oh, man. The world may stop.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What? A guy in yoga pants. You'd see all the things, whether they're circumcised.
What does he think they are? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm confused.
You're confused.
Well, he's talking about the ones that wrap around the buttocks of a female.
Yes.
Female homo sapien.
Like
Becky just thinks like regular athletic pants is what she's thinking about right now. She's not realizing.
Like
she doesn't even know.
Completely hugs your ass.
Yes, it's like painted on, but it's like it. Basically, the girl looks naked, except that they're just a different color.
Something like that.
This is yoga pants, Becky.
I know.
The yoga pants guys are. Think about anyway. I don't. Apparently, girls think about different. All yoga pants.
Okay.
And we've reached this moment in the podcast. Remember the last podcast for podcast day? It was Becky and myself, the story of Mikey and Becky meeting. And it was beautiful. And now we're all discussed. All right. Let me get something to fucking get us out of here.
Hold on.
Over it.
Let's find a good one.
Over it or still into it. Keurigs.
That's a yoga pants.
Keurigs.
Is that not a yoga pants?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Over it or still into it.
Oh my god, I have no choice to be into it.
Keurigs. Yeah, my Keurig is like being a bitch. Keeps asking for more water.
Ah, fucker. It's thirsty bitch.
It's like, I'm sorry. It's like a drought, Keurig. Why are you asking for
one? We just got one.
Yeah?
Now we have
you
one.
Dig it? What were you doing before the Keurig?
Nespresso.
Espresso machine.
Nespresso. Like
What is that? Yeah,
it's like a espresso machine.
Could you make regular coffee in it?
Well, no. I mean, you use their coffee and just try to add more water to make it coffee-like. But it was pretty strong.
Wow.
So this one gives you the option at least to have different types of coffee. I've decided I don't like foofy coffees. I don't like flavored coffees. I just want a medium roast coffee that I can make a cup of and not have to put a damn thing in it and just sip it.
That was the modern times coffee, dude. You should have got that.
Black.
That's the modern times coffee. It's what it is, yo.
No, is that what you say?
That's what I'm saying.
How the hell do you know? You drink coffee.
It's good coffee.
You've been drinking coffee for
When you're down there, you're getting that Keurig.
He thinks he knows something. He's been drinking coffee for 3 weeks over here.
Ah, yeah. Dude, come to me.
This fucking guy.
Come to me, I'll tell you.
What are you, Folgers?
I'll tell you.
Do you know about flavor crystals? What do you know about flavor crystals? Do you even flavor crystal, bro?
One more. Over it, or still, and that.
Do you even
flavor crystals?
I was never into it to be over it.
And producer Becky is asleep. So I'm still into it. And then look, I'm Becky. I'm still into it too. I enjoy podcasts. Thank you, producer Becky. You have a beautiful voice. Oh, thank you, Michael. You're awesome. Thank you. You're awesome too.
No, you're not.
Damn it. She's still up. All right, let's take a music break, and after we come back, we're going to talk about the show, the Van Halen show, and some other things as we Fonzie our way out of here. You're listening to Dorktown 194. Here with Dorktown Podcast 194. God, I hate you. You people are terrible. Bells and I just came back from the Van Halen.
Not Van Halen. Van Halen make a shirt for men of success. This is Van Halen. They're Dutch peasant.
They're Dutch peasant cousins. They're
Dutch peasant pilgrim singer.
We came here to watch them.
No, urinate on them after. But
and then I'll go on my hunt of many women.
Stupid Dutch.
They all look like Valerie Bertinelli.
Don't trust the Dutch.
The Dutch look like Valerie Bertinelli.
All the Dutch look like Valerie Bertinelli. I have five of them in my hunt. I say, Edward, look, I have five of your Valerie Bertinellis in my hunt. They're only good.
Made of gold.
And then with the gold.
So yeah, we saw Van Halen, and two things from my Van Halen nerds. Bells didn't give a shit. He was just there to just because so the party. Awesome. It was a fucking party.
It was awesome, man.
I was proud. The Hollywood Bowl.
Yes,
that was amazing place.
Huge.
giant.
Huge.
And I mean, you see it in movies and on TV and shows, whatever. It looks like a small, like pawpaw sized place.
Yeah, that's just the front part.
Yeah, that's just the
there's levels.
VIP section.
And lots of levels.
It is giant. Like, you go up, we went up three escalator flights.
Three or four.
Jesus. Just to get up there. It might have been four escalators to get up to where we were at. Yep.
We saw God.
No, we.
He was.
No, like, they had like four big screens. Even the big screens are like, you couldn't see what was happening.
Yeah, they were tiny.
There was like nothing. It was like, we were just listening to the show. Yeah, and we saw the lights.
Yep.
But it was still beautiful.
The lights were good.
Yeah,
I liked the light show.
The light show was awesome.
I didn't like the light show that they had right behind.
Behind the stage?
Drum set.
Where the parking lot was lit?
No,
they had like a little 70s, like,
it was kind of like
LED, like, display behind Alex.
It was like kind of like video game ish.
Yeah.
Almost.
I think it was trying to be, though. It was trying to be 8-bit.
But compared to everything that was going around it, it should have blended in better. It was just nice. It was nice. He's doing his Caribbean drum solo.
Alex's drum solo every time, man. Well, as a Van Halen nerd, I noticed that, like, during Unchained, you know, which Dave Lee Roth is the singer now.
Okay.
Dave Lee Roth has never sung them. They've never done a Sammy song with Dave.
Okay.
It's just never happened before. It's just unprecedented. Doesn't ever happen. Eddie hates Sammy. Dave doesn't like Sammy or is okay with Sammy, but he's never going to do a Sammy song.
I think they all love each other.
So during the break of Unchained, Edward starts doing a Sammy song. Oh, shit.
Yep.
Listen to Eddie's riff. He's doing Humans Being for Van Halen people.
Free at last. This has nothing to do with civil rights here. In fact, I want to call the rest of this song.
He's referencing what Eddie's doing, Dave.
I don't want to be free at all, at least not for the rest of the weekend, hot stuff.
That's Dave.
I think they're fighting.
I'm just saying that. I recognize that the Ed was doing Humans Being.
That's great.
So I felt very proud of myself. And so the rest of the night, when the show let out, and I was just basically, any chance I had, I would say, like, you believe that? Ed did Humans Being. Ed was playing Humans Being. Did you catch that? This is around, you know, a stadium full of Van Halen fans. You think they're all people like me, like all nerdy. Like, nobody replied to any of it. I just kept saying it and saying it. And then finally, when we go to our hotel after the show, we're in the elevator with two different groups of people that came from the show, saw the same show saw Van Halen fans. And I was like, you believe that? Eddie did Humans Being during that Unchained break? And they could not be more uncomfortable by what I said. I look like a homeless crazy person to them. Dell's could attest to this. They could not be more disgusted by what I said.
They would have tased him.
They moved to the corner of they physically moved to the corner of the elevator away from me. As I'm like, what the hell? Nobody got that. They did Humans Being. Nobody cared. So like the whole weekend, I was just trying to find somebody that cared.
Because you look homeless, Mike.
And then I do with my beer. My awesome beer.
You look fucking homeless, dude. And you're like, hey, is it getting so Humans Being?
The internet confirmed that he, in fact, was playing Humans Being. I tried to get Wolfie to reply to us on Twitter. Since we're, you know, living off this nerdist replying to us, figure, well, Wolfie's going to reply to us, but he didn't reply. I was like trying to get him to confirm, but. All right. This is a Van Halen break for everyone. Thank you. Thank you for going there with me.
Really try to contact him.
Piece of shit. The Wolfie, yeah, on Twitter.
Fucking stalker.
What's Wolfie? Wolfie's fine.
Wolfie's having a snack.
What kind of snack?
Oh, Scooby snack. I
don't know. Is that a reference to Wolfie's weight? That's disgusting.
No, it's a reference to Scooby-Doo.
Oh, all right.
It's a Scooby-Doo reference.
So where are you?
I'm trying to find...
I don't care about Wolfie's weight. Plays bass, man, for Van Halen. He's
plays
cool.
bass. Who
fuck,
cares?
He's got a good job, dude.
Who the fuck cares? Fuck. It's a great job.
I'm sure he's getting paid well. I'm sure he's doing just fine.
I'm sure he's a great guy that's just doing just fine.
He's just having a blast, man. Fuck that guy. Fucking jealous of him. His mother's hot.
His mom is still attractive.
Hey, Wolfie. Your mother.
Your mother, Wolfie.
I'm watching Weeds all over again.
So. Oh my gosh. This is a recommendation on the Netflix from producer Becky.
Okay. So I'm watching Weeds all over again, and I looked up how old, or I just looked up Mary Louise Parker, and she's 51 years old now.
She's pretty good.
Wow.
She's
insane. She must have nice. Had some kind of plastic nice. Surgery, but still, she's very, like, that's crazy. That surprised me. But I guess she started filming Weeds when she was, like, in her early 40s, though, if you think about it.
Yeah, I think I watched, like, the first season and, like, quarter, and then I lost.
I'm into the fourth again. I watched the whole thing the first time.
So I haven't watched it all. I probably should, because I enjoyed it. I like the Armos in the beginning. That was funny. I'm like, really? That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. She had them killed or something.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
What?
She's like, I have them killed.
No, they went to jail.
I am never going to watch that fucking show then. I want to watch Better Call Saul.
They wouldn't let her grow.
I want that to come out on Netflix so I can start watching that.
Start watching that. There it is.
Something music everybody's been waiting for.
Yeah, they're like, God,
the sweet sound of the end.
Star Wars gonna come on.
Oh, these dipshits are finally done with their.
It's time for the Fonzie. Hey.
Bunch of dumb, stupid, rambling, idiotic ignoramuses, morphidites, spazzes.
Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront, yo. It's about to break out.
Yeah.
We got the beta versions out there. I've been watching Periscopes of people playing it.
Betamax?
The beta version. And people are getting it and playing it. It looks
What's the beta version?
It's like the test version. This looks the same pretty much. Just, you know, a little cleaner, a little more updated. As we've been playing more, which is what we want. That's what we want. But we're only on the PS3. I see all those PS4 versions. I'm Dorktown on PS3 if you want to play Star Wars Battlefront with me when it comes up. And
I'm Bell's 316, baby.
Bell's 316. Have you been on at all?
Nope.
Your PlayStation? Turn it on?
No.
At least I play Little Big Planet.
It's like up in a closet somewhere. It's not even plugged in.
Doesn't even have a spot.
It's not even plugged in right
bro,
now.
Bro! Listen to me, bro. I sound like this.
I'm a General Grievous over people.
General Grievous. I've learned your Jedi ways. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
General Grievous has learned
your General Kenobi.
Oh, we meet again, Kenobi.
Oh, look at me. Look at all my lightsabers.
I can see. I'm going to smack you in the ass with this lightsaber, see? You're going to shut up about it, see? And when you're done, you're going to go and tell all your friends about it. And they're going to shut up about it too, see?
Because
I got 4 lightsabers. You got 1. I win. You lose. Smack to the ass.
To Fonzie, to all the people that enjoyed the podcast day that was us. I mean, you guys, all the feedback we got on podcast day,
I can't tell you how much we appreciate that. That was so cool.
What?
He was like the oldest podcast participating in podcast day. We thank you for all those awards and all those pats on the back. And no, fuck you. None of that happened. Nobody gave a shit.
Nobody gave a shit.
Nobody gave one
Go
dump.
Go listen to your perfect pour.
They had 36
Go
hours.
Go listen to your fancy fucking podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, your perfect pour.
Oh, I'm too good.
I'm a big shot. I drink beer. I'm on the perfect pour. Look at me. I'm Matt. Look at me.
Bells.
I'm Nick.
Oh, God. Yeah. Bells just gets on his
I got all kinds of popular girls coming around me.
Fuck all the time.
Look at me. I'm Josh. I'm on the Flowing with Famous. I'm the best, huh? Everybody thinks I'm the number one podcaster in town.
I can karate chop things.
Look at me, I'm Trent. I'm on the show with about Harrison Ford.
Nobody knows what I look like.
Nobody knows what I look like, and that's the way I like it.
I could stick my dick in a glory hole, and a fan can suck me off.
Nobody knows it's me, famous podcaster Trent. Nobody knows. I'm get off my podcast.
I'm never getting caught, baby.
I'll never get caught. I'll just get to stick my cock anywhere I want. Woo!
You don't know what I look
they
like.
They won't know me. They're like, you sound kind of like that podcaster, Trent.
You sound like Trent. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. I gotta go. That ain't me.
That ain't me.
That ain't me.
That's not me.
That is not me at all. In any way, shape, or form.
That doesn't even sound like me.
Look, I can't do it. Get off my podcast. Wait, I can do a Barry Harrison. Get off my podcast. That's Harrison, like later Harrison. Harrison Ford, later Harrison
like
Ford.
After pack up
Chewy.
Pall Malls.
Chewy, we're home.
Chewy, let's fuck.
Chewy, find my penis. DorktownPodcast.com. It's where you go to not give a shit.
Chewy. Go get your mother.
Chewy. Where's your mom? Chewy. Do you have a sister? Chewy. Chewy. Chewy.
Give me some condoms. Take the Millennium Falcon. Go get some condoms. I want to fuck Leah right now. I need some fucking intergalactic prophylactics.
Is Becky still asleep, Chewy?
Chewy, I've almost scored a home run.
Chewy. 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 Chewy.
Chewy.
What do you think about that Lou guy? Chewy.
Chewy.
Chewy, what do you think about Lou?
Chewy. I'm fucking her, Chewy. No, Chewy, I'm fucking her.
Luke
Chewy.
Is... Luke.
This is not how I intended this evening. Chewy. 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 Chewy.
No, I'm not letting this go in this direction.
Chewy.
Me and George, we thought about it and said that a 78-year-old Han Solo in episode 7 wouldn't. I don't know what I'm saying. Still saying it. It's not recording anymore. It's all right. Bob Falfa was a replicant.
I'm Harrison Ford, and during the Oscars, I once had a slice of pizza that was offered to me. DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres tried to rape me.
I'm a lesbian, too.
She's way harder than a Felicity Flockhart.
Yep.
Ruined my life.
Still.
All she does is sit around on the ranch on her ass. Doesn't do a damn thing. While I'm flying my plane.
Does nothing.
She just sits there.
Watches Ally McBeal fucking on Netflix.
She just watches it on Netflix.
The bitch.
That piece of shit.
It's her own show.
I could have been the Batman. I've already got the voice. I'm Harrison Ford. I'm Batman.
What are you?
I'm the Batman. Harrison Ford.
I'm Bat Solo.
I'm Bat Solo. Chewie, give me my Batman outfit.
I'm Han, man.
I'm high.
I'm hauling high. Look at me. That's great, kid. Don't get cocky. I don't want to see your cock out.
Listen here, kid.
Listen here, kid. Stop shooting shit and get the fuck down here. Get away from your sister, you dumb shit.
You dumb shit.
It's your sister.
Don't get the shit slapped out.
Stop trying to make out with her.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Joey? Joey?
Joey, you fucked hard.
Joey.
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 I need some toilet paper.
Get C-3PO down
Joey,
here.
I just took a shit. Come here and wipe my ass with your hand.
Reprogram C-3PO to give me a reach paper, around.
Chewy. Come wipe my Chewy, ass.
Give me a reach around, you piece of shit.
Chewy.
Yeah, you owe a life debt to cold, me, Chewy. Chewy.
Fucking cold, Chewy.
Chewy.
Come here, bitch.
This is what a life debt means, Chewy.
Come here, bitch.
Callista won't do this anymore.
Come here, bitch.
Just look at it. Yeah, I keep meaning to get it circumcised. I never get around to it. Come here, bitch. Sorry.
Don't touch my laser, man.